Elishu, Chelik Aleph, Reish, Samech, Beis. This is the third chapter. Me'ikarei Chochmas Chinuchi. One of the fundamental aspects of the wisdom of Chinuch is La'amoid al Teva Hayeled, to ascertain the nature of the child, the personality of the child, Hein Mitzad Chuneisav, both in terms of his character, Vehen Mitzad Gilo, but also from the perspective of his age. Ki Yesh Tofa Ois Becheyeled, Anu Itzos Begilo. There's some phenomena in a child's life that are rooted in his age, the appropriate for the age or whatever. There's certain phenomena that stem from the child's personality. We cannot here describe all the details of the various stages in a child's life. We would have had to write a complete book to describe that. All we want to do is to show that this is Da'astera, to ascertain the nature of the child. Hagrom ev'er ma'amar, the Gra explains the Pasuk in Mishle, one of those Pasukim where everyone knows the first part, very few people know the second part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Achanoich lana al pi darkoi, train the child in his way, according to his way, gam ki yezkin lo yesu mimena, so that even when he ages, he doesn't stray from it. The Goin writes, Keshi oidnar, one has to do that while he's still a youth. Then one has hope that when a child grows older, he will not stray from that path. The concept is, it's impossible for a person to break his path, meaning the mazal. Here the mazal functions in terms of general characteristics, general aspects of a person's personality. That's what a person has, and those things are not mutable. Chazal put it in those terms: a person born in under the star, the sign of Jupiter, whatever, will have certain characteristics. This is Shabbos Kuf Mevav. Uchshenolad b'mazal ra, as adzintah bichra b'yad adam. When a person is born under certain mazalois, he has the choice what to do with it. Sheyuchal echos b'mazalot ez davar sheyitzel yois. He can grasp onto that mazal and then utilize it in whatever way he wishes. He has certain proclivities. Oy tzadik, oy rasha, oy beinoni. He can be a tzadik rasha in the middle. Uchmoy shamu b'maseches Shabbos. They said there, hay man de b'ma'adim yeshevech domim. So he has a certain tendency, this person, to spill blood, or Marav Ashi, or Imahoila, or Itabacha, or Yeristim. He can then choose to be a Moihel, a butcher, he can be a robber, he can be a doctor, whatever it is. V'zacha eilu ha-gimel, v'hu lefi she-mazalu moireshi yeshufech damim. That's part of his personality, that he will be a certain character, ach b'v'chirasu yuchal yifcho b'elu ha-gimel, but he can choose what to do with the givens. O Imahoila, v'hu tzadik she-osei mitzvah sasei, he can be a Moihel, that's a tzaddik, it's a mitzvah. Or itabacha, sheichet ubeinoni. He's a sheichet. Or yedistim, or rasha, shefech damim. A person who spills blood, literally. That's what the pasuk means. Al pidarkoi means derech mazaloi v'tivoi. Train the child, al pidarkoi, in his way, means according to the mazal, according to the basic features of his personality, his nature, v'tivoi. Kenet techanecheu lasos mitzvah. That's how you should treat him, teach him, train him to do mitzvot. Ve'az gam k'sheyezkin lo yesu mimena. Then, even when he grows older, he will not stray. Aval ka'asher ta'avireyu al mazaloi. When you try to make him go against his nature, ata yishma lecha mirasa yischa. Now, while he's a young child, he'll listen to you because of his fear, because of his parent. Aval achar kach be'es yusar ulcha me'al tzevaroi. Later on, when your yoke is removed from his neck, yesu mimena, he will stray. It's not possible for him to break his personality. So we see over here one source in our literature for this idea that a person has to train a child according to his nature, and for that, of course, one has to ascertain his nature. The author says, "Ritvarim niflaim bivhirusam." These are words that are wonderful in their clarity. Ki ein laleches negative ei tchonos abanim. One should not clash. One should not collide with the children's nature and personality. Avoidas achinuchi, rather the avoidas achinuchi is lenatzel et teva esat tevaim v'atchono shelel, to use for good, to utilize the nature and personality of the child. It obligates the parents to ascertain, to have a certain, to develop and cultivate a certain intellectual, sorry, a rather psychological insight into the children's personality. In order to know how to direct the chinuch, it's impossible to train all of one's children with one mold. Avoidak de lavatsuma, and this is a tremendous avoider, really enormous. Second point, uchashem sheyefshalish bot chunes tivyos, just as it is impossible to break a person's personality, certain basic features of it, kach yefshal edaleg al tkufos hispatchusei shel haben. It's also impossible to skip various, I think in modern English we call it the milestones, or certain stages in a child's development. One can't skip them. Lashav torchos imohis zrizois. There are enthusiastic, I think the author would say over-enthusiastic mothers who toil for naught. They're wasting the effort. Lehargil habanim bidvarim shemitzad gilam terim ba hazman sheyachlu lamoy bahem. They're trying to train the children things that, from the perspective of their age, it's not yet relevant to them. Ki afilu im matzlichos, even if they would succeed, safek im lo garmu lenezek leyeled. It would be a wonder if they didn't cause harm to the child. Demanding certain aspects of tidiness which are beyond the child at that age. I don't know, for certain, below a certain age, a child can't fold various articles of clothing, let's say. Things like that. Mm-hmm. To sit at the table for more than a certain amount of time. All of these things. Da, you should know, call it the vi'ah shelo lefi gil hayeled. Any demand which is not consistent with the child's age, alula le'akos petza nafshi b'libo arach, can cause a wound, a psychological wound in his heart. Petza he'asid la'shpe ofen mad'ig al kol hispatchuso v'ofiyo. It's a wound that can influence in a worrying way his entire development of character. B'tzuras p'chadim, it can manifest itself as fears, atzbanos, to be high-strung, stressed, and it can also manifest itself in a lack of independence at an age when independence is already required. He says, he gives us the example to what you spoke about. It said, with respect to things that are very simple, monikius, cleanliness, hygiene, certain things that are age appropriate, yeshiva mesuder se'el ha'shulchan, sitting at the table, v'chadumeh. Often mothers demand this of their children a few years before the right time. Chinuch matchil miyomo rishon sheled mamash. Chinuch begins from the first day of the child, literally. Kereshamim me'anaseh misaviv niklatim bo hitev. The impressions from what's happening around him or her are absorbed very well. V'molchim u'mizgabshim miyom liyom. They become more and more crystallized from day to day. Lachin gam anagaim tinoik ben yomo. Even one's conduct towards an infant has to be done with thought. Ubo ure, come and see, ketzad chazal terchu likboin sagilim anechonim yishlevei chinuch. Chazal went to the effort of designating various ages and setting the various ages as appropriate for particular stages in chinuch. He lists a number of statements of Chazal over here. Misha'a shabin yodeh ledeber, from the time that the child can speak, Lamdeu Torah tzivah lanu Moshe. That pasuk is the pasuk to begin with. Sheyehez limud diburoi. That should be his entree into speech. Mikan amru. Keshatinok maschil ledaber. When the child already starts to speak, aviv masiach imoy b'lishon ha'kodesh, his father should try to speak to him b'lishon ha'kodesh, u'melamdeu Torah. V'im lo yasa ken hareu ke'ilu kivroi. Very strong words. Sheneimah v'limadtem oisam es b'neichem ledaber bom. From the Sifri, Rashi quotes it. Another statement in Hilchos Motura of the Rambam, Machnisin es atinokos lislamed keben shesh keben sheva. Children start going to school, to cheder, at the age of about 6 or 7, lefi koach haben uvinyan gufoim, corresponding with the child's both physical strength and mental strength. Another statement, Be'usha iskinu, they made it a kona in Usha, the Sanhedrin, sheyehe adam megalgel im bnoi ad 12 shana. We'll see just now, Rashi says, megalgel means not to push him, to accommodate the child until the age of 12. Mikan ve'elach yoredim olechayav. From the age of 12, one has to be more stern. Rashi, migalkelim benoy imeserev mililmoid. If the child refuses to learn, accommodate him and try more pleasantly. Then afterwards, you read him, to use more stern means to get him to learn. And various other statements like that. Besides this, the Chazal established various ages for learning various parts of the Torah. As we know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? At 5 to learn Tanakh, and then at 10 to learn Mishnah, and then at 15 to learn Gemara. All of these, besides that, they teach us at what age rebuke works in particular ways. The Me'iri just crystallizes and summarizes the sugya that deals with it in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. The Me'iri writes, "Le'olam yehi adam nesein lev tomid le'ashkech l'inei abanim le'asmid v'teichach hasam." A person should always pay attention and to supervise his children's affairs and to be diligent in rebuking them. Ben gedolim ben ktanim. So that's obvious to us, yes, at all ages, no matter what, the person should pay attention and try to ascertain and be involved in what his children are doing and to supervise. However, the most appropriate time to apply teichacha, so he uses here the metaphor of a bud that's just sprouting, and then later it becomes the fruit. So it's that time when das starts to sprout. There's some indication now of intellectual maturity. The child is developing das until such time as it does. What is it? The humi shitzere adesim arba. Interesting. From the age of 16 until 24. Shekodem shitzer eno de akol kach lekabel. Before 16, it doesn't have all that much dea to receive. After 24, is not so interested in hearing anymore. At those times, between 16 and 24, he should be constantly ready to provide guidance to his child. The author now says, "Ashrelav is fortunate appearance sheitzlichu bichinucham lechzik keshe pnimi koyadukim abanim, that they succeeded in the chinuch of the children to maintain such a close association and connection with the children." That when they are 16 and older, they're still influenced by what we say. They actually receive rebuke. The Amenu, we would say, that's the height of the age at which teenagers are less susceptible. Miri says from 16 to 24. Adkan the Ma'amar Achinuch.